Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the ordinary meeting of Devonport City Council on Monday, 27th of May 2019, commencing at 5:30. All members of Council are present. Council acknowledges and pays respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes. Item 1.0 is apologies, and we have a full complement on board tonight, so we have no apologies. Item 2.0, declarations of interest. Do we have any items of declarations of interest for items in this agenda, please?
Yes, Mayor. Item 3.2.2.
Councillor Murphy, thank you.
Same for me also, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Milburn. Are there any other declarations of interest for any items on the agenda? No? Thank you. Item 3.1, confirmation of minutes, 3.1.1 of the Council meeting of the 29th of April. Do I have a mover of that
you
motion,
do me.
Please? Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
I'll second that.
Councillor Perry, Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Councillor Perry.
No, nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2 is public question time. And item 3.2.1 is responses to questions raised at prior meetings. I have a recommendation there on page 4. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry, do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Councillor Milburn, Councillor Perry.
The question's answered adequately, Mayor, and nothing more to add, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milburn?
Nothing more to add, thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2. So we have a recommendation for item 3.2.2, questions on notice. Do I have a mover, please?
I moved.
Councillor Perry.
Happy to second that, Mayor.
And Councillor Laycock. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Some detailed questions asked and answered appropriately. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
It's all in the report.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
You're closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.3, questions without notice from the public, which is when the public members of the public gallery have the opportunity to ask questions of council. I would ask you to step forward, stating your name and address, and posing your questions with a reminder that you have two questions and a limit of 3 minutes. Thank you.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. As the tender process is now underway for stage two of the waterfront park, can Devonport City Council tell me if Voss Constructions, Fulton Hogarth and Hazel Brothers can expect to have confidence in tendering for the work when Devonport City Council has previously given work to a fellow tenderer, being Fairbrother, with no competition?
Mr. Russell, there will be an open tender process, as we've already indicated, when the time comes. Thank you.
Question two. Good to see the Queen Mary Rest Park return to public use. Would it be possible for Devonport City Council to erect the name of the park?
We will take that under advisement. Thank you.
Sorry?
Look, we will certainly look into that. It makes sense to me. Thank you.
I have a third question.
Thank you.
Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. Dear Chairperson, I would like to submit this question. You have a smoking policy for Providor Place. Do you also have a no smoking policy for council workers who smoke in council trucks with passengers sitting in the front of the same vehicle? This issue has been cited with and without passengers smoking in trucks since the last month's meeting. Right. I wish to submit this two-part question. How much have you paid TAS Water to fill up the two swimming pools at the Splash Centre this year? How many kilolitres of water does this involve?
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Malcolm Garden, 4 Baymont Drive, my debtor. Mayor, did you actually read the whole of the Providor Place head lease agreement before Council voted in favour of the resolution to authorise the General Manager to sign it?
Yes.
You did. Mayor, did anything stand out to you in the head lease agreement at the time of reading it as unusual or detrimental to the interests of the leasee, that is, Council?
Mr. Gardam, the contents of the lease, as you are well aware, it was in closed session, so I'm not going to answer any questions specifically.
I'm only asking you, did anything jump out? I'm not asking you what jumped out at you. Did anything jump out at you?
Look, it's nearly 4 years ago. I honestly can't remember the discussion, to be honest.
You can't remember?
At that time.
Okay, thank you. Foreshadow a third question.
Thank you.
Graham Nevin, 145 Percy Street, Devonport. Council has previously advised that Council received a detailed report before it determined to enter the Food Pavilion head lease. My first question is, did the General Manager either author or endorse the detailed report?
That would be yes.
So my second question is to the General Manager through you, Madam Mayor, if I may. It's this. Did you, General Manager, thoroughly read the head lease and understand the clauses in it before you endorsed or authored the detailed report to Council?
Do you want to answer that now?
Through you, Madam Chair. Certainly, yes, I did read it, and yes, I did understand it.
Thank you.
Mr. Bellicott.
Bob Vellicott, ratepayer, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor, I refer to your email of the 16th of May to me and your response to my request in regard to the proposed cooking school. Would you make available details of the lease agreement between Council and TAS TAFE? Mayor, your response, and I quote, "Information regarding relating to the lease agreement between Council and TAS TAFE will be released at the appropriate time in agreement with TAS TAFE. This will not occur until such time as the lease has been finalised between the parties." I note that on the 16th of May 2019, the lease had not been finalised. However, I also note that the Deputy General Manager, Matthew Atkins, in his Living City Stage 1 final report to Council, in the agenda of the 25th of March 2019, stated, among other things, from the paragraph headed Providor Place, and I quote, "Fit out a cooking centre on the first floor has just commenced." This appears that some 6 or more weeks before the agreement was finalised, TASTAFE took possession to fit out that part of Providore Place that is to be leased to them. My question, Mayor, is it Council's usual practice to permit possession of work to be commenced on Council-owned premises before lease agreements and or contracts are finalised? Is it the usual practice to...
Through you, Madam Chair. The situation is that there is lease discussions and negotiations being finalised with Crown through the Crown Law. There has been agreement reached with TASTAFE for the actual fit-out works to commence prior to the final lease agreement being finalised through that legal process. If there is any risk associated with that, it is with TASTAFE.
Thank you. Question two. As of this date, has the lease agreement been finalised? And if so, will you announce the details so it will be officially confirmed to concerned ratepayers that they will hopefully at long last have a guaranteed annual rent for the food pavilion of at least $40,000 for some 10 years paid into the Council's bank account?
Could you repeat the question part of that, please, Mr. Vellacott?
As of this date, has the lease agreement been finalised? And if so, when will you announce that the details so it will be officially confirmed to be...
That gives me what I need to know. Thank you. The answer is no, it's not finalised yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, so I can just assure
Mayor,
that the figures quoted were obtained from a reliable source.
Thank you, Mr.
No information whatsoever has been given to me by any former or present councillors.
Thank you, Mr. Vellacott. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to make that clear.
Thank you, Mr. Vellacott.
And it seems the state government is more open
Mr.
and
Vellacott.
Transparent than this council.
Thank you.
I reserve the right to
thank
the
you,
third
Mr.
question.
Vellacott.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Mr. Russell, did you have a third question?
Thank you. I wrote to Devonport City Council on the 16th of the 4th about the corner of Best and Adelaide Street. As I have so far not received a reply, I'm not sure if you did reply, and I haven't got...
I'd have to take that on notice, Mr. Russell, and we'll check with...
Would you like more clarification on the letter itself?
Perhaps if you have a copy of it...
No, I don't. Sorry. No.
We will double-check that,
okay.
And we'll get back to you if we haven't had any. 16th of the 4th?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best in Adelaide.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll get back to you if we don't have it in our system, and we'll get back to you with an answer if we do. Thank you.
All right, Trevor Smith back again, 7 Glen Court. I would like to submit this two-part question again. The billboard at Horsehead Creek advertising the Paranable Centre, how much do the ratepayers of Devonport have to pay for this each month, and how long has this contract been signed for?
Thank you, Mr. Smith. We will take that on notice as we'll just get the details correct before we get back to you. Thank you. But you ask for particular financial information, so we'll get back to you in writing. Thank you. Do you want an answer? Would you prefer us to answer now?
It's advertising the Devonport Council and someone's got to pay for it.
Thank you. Well, in that case, if you...
Through you, Madam Mayor, the actual billboard, there's 4 billboards at... on that entrance into Devonport at Sprayton, and they're on land owned by Devonport City Council. 3 of them, as part of the agreement with the Claude Neon, 3 of them are for commercial use and 1 is for use by Devonport City Council at no cost. So it's part of the agreement in place with Claude Neon that we get 1 of those at no cost, and we regularly change the banner over. Up until recently, there was one there for the Julie Burgess. There was Sky Fire for one for New Year's Eve. So there's been a number of different advertising things there, and that all came about as a result of a notice of motion, I think, or a discussion through Councillor Jarman some 12 or 18 months ago.
Thank you. Mr. Gardam.
Councillors advised that, and I quote, Council received a detailed report before it determined to enter the food pavilion head lease. Mayor, did you rely entirely on the advice from the General Manager and or the Deputy General Manager about the head lease agreement in making a decision about the head lease?
I read all the information that I had, Mr. Garland, as we've already discussed. Thank you.
Did you rely entirely on the advice
that you
received?
I read all of the information that I had at that time. Thank you.
You read all the information?
How many times do I need to say it, Mr. Garland?
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit deaf. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Were there any other questions? Thank you. We'll move on. Oh, I apologise, Mr. Velikov.
That's okay. No worries.
My question three, Mayor. Now that it has been confirmed that prior to the 2018 local government elections, when Council approved a rent reprieve of some $250,000 in favour of Providore Place, Devonport Proprietary Limited, I ask you, will you, and I'm saying this to you, Mayor, will you, on behalf of ratepayers, put forward to Council a notice of motion for the June 2019 ordinary meeting requesting that you be given permission to inform ratepayers so as to whether or not rental payments received from Providore Place Proprietary Limited are in accord with the head lease agreement?
As part of what you've put forward is information related to a closed session item. I'm not prepared to accept that question. Thank you.
So can be excused for saying you now preside in this chamber, a person not wishing to keep secret information from ratepayers. It was a fair and reasonable request, as I understand.
Thank you, Mr. Velikov. Item number 3.3 is questions on notice from councillors. As we have none at the time of compiling of the agenda, we will move on to item 3.4. Notices of motion. Item 3.4.1 is the transfer of Devonport Show public holiday. Notice of motion from Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. So moved.
Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Seconded.
Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. This is something that I've been working on for a couple of years now, and certainly in total due respect to the Devonport Show Society, I feel very sad to know that, you know, the last 2 years they haven't been able to get a show up and running, and I know that, you know, not trying. But we've come to the point where people are starting to question what we do with this show holiday, and I must admit my first thoughts go to the retailers. They are very much affected by the fact that we have two public holidays in November here in Devonport because of it. We have Recreation Day at the beginning of the month every year, and so Northern Tasmania are on holiday, and we all know what people like to do, the land of the long weekend. They all like to go away. And so we have that same case happening a lot on the long weekend for the show. I know that this is not a council matter as such, but it does affect our town, so that's why I'm bringing it up as a notice of motion. We do need to make the state government aware, because they're the ones with the power to make any changes. And I'm certainly not saying that we get rid of the council a public holiday at all, but I'm certainly thinking that we could move it to a better spot. So I think that it would be best to have a big discussion about it, take it to a workshop, get the councillors here to listen to the public. Hopefully we can get a lot of people to start a big discussion about it, and I think then we can get an idea of what the general consensus might be. Circular Head have a public holiday now for Agfest, instead of taking Burnie Show as a public holiday. Burnie Show, I spoke to Mayor Cons the other day in regards to this. He's certainly there looking at what they're going to do with their Burnie Show public holiday. Launceston Show public holiday on a Thursday is the same case. They don't have a show that runs as well. So there's certainly some shows that do run really well and they're, you know, very successful. On the mainland, a lot of the double day shows have changed back to one day. So there are certainly public holidays that have been changed on the mainland as well. So I hope that the councillors are willing to take it to a workshop and we can have a major discussion and then write to the state government in relation to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Hollister.
Yes, show days obviously not appropriate anymore. Launceston and Burnie have done very well out of Devonport Show Day over the last 20-odd years that I know of, and probably before that. If you go to Launceston or Burnie, you'll see plenty of people there doing their Christmas shopping. So I think it's something that needs to be investigated.
Thank you. Any comments? Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I support, in principle, what Alderman Jarman's trying to achieve in this, and also support all Councillor Jarman and Councillor Hollis's comments in relation to the drain on Devonport when the public holiday is on a Friday in November, particularly close to Christmas, where a lot of people take the opportunity, and fair enough, they're entitled to do that, but they take the opportunity, they're given the opportunity to leave the area to do some shopping. And if there's no show on that Friday anymore, that's only going to give them more licence to do that or more reason to do that, because there is no apparent reason for a public holiday to be on other than we're used to having it on that day. So I also think it's a good idea to try and to spread the public holidays out over a 12-month period, because that period between the Queen's birthday weekend, which, you know, is early June, and the Recreation Day weekend, which is early November, is 5 months. So we have 12 or 13 public holidays in 7 months, and none in 5 months, which makes it pretty difficult. Obviously, it's outside our jurisdiction. We don't set public holidays. State governments do. And, of course, it's not feasible that we abolish a public holiday and not replace it, because there are other forces that will ensure that that won't happen, and that's reasonable as well. So I think we should have a workshop on this and take a suggestion to the state government with some options for a more reasonable public holiday that is not necessarily detrimental to Devonport in itself and does spread the load of public holidays across the 12-month period for small business. So I'm going to support the notice of motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Anyone else? Any other comments? Councillor Ennis?
Yes,
Councillor Ennis, that's it.
We need to be proactive with this and come up with something that we think will suit our community.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Councillor
Mayor.
Councillor
Lacroix? Yes, I'll be voting for the notice of motion. Totally agree with what Councillor Perry has said, but it's it's going to be a difficult thing at the moment trying to work out a date, and because it's not really up to us. The date will be up to the Showman's Guild for when they can fit it into the calendar. They won't come just for a one-off show, from what I understand in the past. So, and it's also to the people that are running the show. So taking it to workshop is a good idea, but there are a lot of things to cover before we can actually say to the state government we want it on this date. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Yes, thank you. Look, I take note of what Councillor Laycock's saying, but the Showman Guild, just to give you an idea, because the show wasn't operating this last show, they went ahead and had their own weekend without a public holiday the week before the date. So they don't certainly rely on a public holiday to still put on something for the families and the community. So I certainly encourage them to still come to Devonport, but don't think we need the public holiday just in November just to suit, and certainly needs to be moved. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Item 4.0, Planning Authority Matters. I now announce that Council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act of 1993 for the consideration of agenda items 4.1 to 4.2. Council is required by regulation to deal with items as a planning authority under the LUPA 1993 in a sequential manner. So item 4.1, AM2019.02, is rezoned from the general industrial and community purpose zones to general residential zone of 117 Tasman Street. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, that's quite a detailed report, over 340 pages. Included in the report, and took quite a bit of energy to read that. But look, aside from the technical issues, it just makes perfect sense for that part of Devonport, laying as it is right now, to be rezoned into general residential. It's smack bang in the middle of a residential area, and it just makes absolute perfect sense that it be rezoned for general residential use. And if someone's prepared to provide the capital to make that happen, then I think sometime down the track, then we should also support that, because it's just sitting there rotting away, achieving nothing, and I guess it, over a long period of time, could end up like the hospital and become a real eyesore for that part of town. So I think I can't see any reason why we could not support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Perry. It's a common sense issue, really. In fact, Devonport itself struggles. It is landlocked. So the opportunity, as Councillor Perry has already stated, to if someone's prepared to put the capital up and make it happen, good luck to them. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. I'm just wondering if someone can tell me who the owner is, New Bounty Proprietary, and a little bit about them. Is there anyone here that... from council that have a little bit of information about them? No?
Is it? No.
I didn't know. I never knew. I'm sorry to announce this, but I never knew. So I researched them, and it seems they're insolvent. So has anyone looked that up?
Through you, Madam Chair. that's irrelevant to the planning issue that's before council. They have submitted a valid planning application that needs to be assessed by the council. The ownership of the property, they're the owner. As to the applicant, I think, is Veris, which is a consultant firm. You would have no idea as to whether it's the status of that, as to whether they're actually acting for the owner or another client or any of those sort of things. Providing the owner has given permission in relation to a planning application, they can be submitted, and it is relevant for council to consider it based on the merits of the actual planning application.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2, PA2019.0059, is visitor accommodation at 36 Cyril Street. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
I'm happy to move it.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Do I have a seconder?
Yes,
Councillor Laycock? Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I certainly support the recommendation. Is this the only... It's essentially Airbnb. Is this the only Airbnb application we've ever had come to our table? Because...
excuse me. Through the chair, thank you.
Yeah. Is this the only... I can't recall one in my time.
I don't believe there's been one that's come to council, as in for a council decision. Yeah. It's because there was a representation that this one is before you. An Airbnb, there's some guidelines in relation to the size of the house. And so because this is a larger property, it doesn't meet the requirements of being a permitted type under the legislation that the state government has passed. It had to be... They've got to be no more than 200 square metres. So in this case, this one's 270 or 230 or something like that, which triggers the planning process.
Okay. Okay, and I guess a further question, and I do support the recommendation, a further question would be, are there other Airbnb operators operating outside the 200 square metre limit? I'm sure there are. How does that actually happen? I guess they can just do it unless someone raises it.
Yeah, I think through you, Madam Chair, it is more likely when it's been raised.
Yeah.
Because people don't necessarily understand that there are some restrictions under the legislation in relation to size for Airbnb.
Yeah.
So when it's raised, generally that would be when it would trigger for some process from council's perspective to make sure that it complies with the planning scheme.
Okay. Well, it's all in the report, the rest of it, and I'd like to think we can support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock? Yes, the seconder.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I was just thinking that I hadn't heard about any others coming to council. Look, it's all there. I can't see that there being a problem because of this particular house, which I have been in and passed, and, you know, I think the people that are going to lease this house will look after it and keep the noise down and do what they want to do there. So I think it's... I think it should be passed, in a nutshell. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
I'll close. Thank you, Madam
Thank
Mayor.
You. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.0 is reports. 5.1 is a petition on Mindetta Park toilet facilities and an accompanying report.
So moved.
Councillor Jarman. There's a... Is that just
recommendation? Thank you.
There are several options.
So I'm thinking option B would be the best.
Option B? Okay, so the recommendation is that council receive and note the petition, and option B in those options that staff have put forward. Do I have a seconder for that recommendation?
So seconded.
Councillor Murphy? Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. So heartening to see the community doing what they do best. Very pleased to see the petition and how many names are on there. Yeah, there's a few people that are from outside the area, but I'm sure that's because they also use the park. It's a huge success, which is wonderful to see. And well done, Councillor Perry, for having that put through in the first instance. We always had a thought that perhaps this would be the next step. I think we just need to bring that forward now because it's nothing worse if you've got a successful playground and you've got a lot of kids using it and there's no toilet facilities close by. So I couldn't think of anything worse than a three-year-old telling me that they need to go to the loo and there's nothing there. So we've had lots of phone calls, lots of people talking about it, and this has just come to a head now. Again, very proud of the people that have organised the petition. And I think it would be a wonderful thing for us to make this something that we put into our budget, this next budget. So thank you, and I hope we get support.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Look, I agree with Councillor Jarman. I think it's another common sense thing. I think it also highlights that putting playgrounds in the community where they seem to be most utilised is a very smart strategy. And again, I think its location and its usage rate at the moment, it has proven to be a very popular park. So, and I think in deferring the Horsehead Creek toilet and the Aquatic Centre playground renewal, the playground renewal stuff, that equipment up there seems to be okay at the moment and really probably wouldn't get as much use as what this one will. So I will be definitely supportive of option B.
Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Look, I also wholeheartedly support the previous two speakers. I think the success of this park has exceeded council's expectations and even the residents close by. The uptake on the use of the equipment has just been incredible. And it looks really good. It's in a really good spot. And that area, I mean, down the track, I mean, who knows how far you can go with that area by still maintaining the amenity of the area, but in putting, installing you know, service clubs and the like, and having all sorts of things in that area. It's just an incredible story, really, on how quickly the uptake's happened. And I think, as Alderman Councillor Murphy mentioned, option B that takes out Horsehead Creek and the Aquatic Centre for another 12 months, well, I think the demand on the Mindatta Playground is far in excess of those two combined. So it's a common sense decision to support the option that Councillor Jarman's put up, and I trust everyone will. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? No, I actually would have supported option C as well, at just adding it to particularly, I know there have been some issues at Horsehead Creek as far as campers who don't have their facilities on board, but I'm happy to support option B as well. That being said, I will ask Councillor Jarman to close the debate.
Thank you, and point taken, Mayor. I'm sure that we could workshop and see if we could find some skin in the game and see if there's a surplus left over, look at Lynn, and see if we could look at the Horsehead Creek toilet as a separate item, just finalising the budget. But I certainly think this is the way to go, so thank you.
Thank you. That being said, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2 is tender 1332 for the Devonport Sound and Light Show Design Consultancy. Do I have a mover of a recommendation, please?
Yes, I'd like to. If I can find the page that it's on, bear with me.
It's on 439.
439, thank you.
On mine. Sorry, Councillor Jarman has moved. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it for discussion.
Councillor Perry, thank you. Councillor Jarman?
Yes, this is quite an exciting program that we're looking at putting together for 2020, I believe. And when everything's finalised and finished and whatever we've finally done down at the parklands, and from my experience of helping with the firelight at Mount Rowland, there's nothing more exciting than doing some brilliant things. I can't remember what it's called. The one in Sydney's about to take off again, and it's a huge, very... I can't remember the name. Vivid. Verus. It was close. Vivid's about to start in Sydney. It's incredible. I mean, obviously, their budget's incredibly out of this world as well, but what they do up there just is a wonderful thing for the community and the families, and everybody loves it. They do a great light show in the middle of Northern Territory as well, and at Alice Springs, and it's absolutely taken on board and grown every year. So I hope that this is just a start, and I can't wait to see what we can do with this and how it's going to get bigger and better every year. So I really encourage this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I think Councillor Jarman's pretty much covered it, what I wanted to say anyway. So trust it gets the support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Milburn.
I have some concerns about this. Kind of surprising myself saying this, but I feel like a light show has a lot of risk, and my main concern is that it turns up a little naff, a little 1980s and not futuristic. We should be looking into the future. My second worry is that it may provide some difficulties to some of the people that live in the area or are looking at it from across the river all the time if it's not done really well. I know we have a lot of money being spent on the construction of what it could look like. But I just don't know whether we've done enough workshopping around what it needs to be. I'd really like to see something that could be very cultural or have heritage significance to it, that there's a good message. It could even be educationally in looking at the migration of animals or biodiversity around the area. I know we're paying a lot of money for that to come forward, but I'm not sure if we... Are we giving them a blank slate Is that what we're doing? Giving them $60,000 for a see what you come up with?
Do you want to answer that, Mr. Atkins?
Through you, Mayor. Yeah, the idea came out of a study that Hill PDA did into the regional benefits of Living City, and I think it came through some of the community consultation that they did around ideas to enhance the city, and what they concluded was that the region lacks good evening-based activities to encourage people to stay, and they did the numbers on what that impact would be if we could encourage people to stay overnight in Devonport. And one of the suggestions they made was a light and sound show. And so I guess this is the first step if, we've had some preliminary discussions with government around potentially funding something, should we come forward with a proposal. But so I guess this is just the first step to get a specialist on board to basically come up with something that to work with council, with the elected council and staff to look at ideas and what's possible and I guess, consider all those things that you've raised, whether it's some sort of cultural show, whether it ties in with our maritime history or what it might be and how it might look. So, there's no preconceived ideas at this stage. It's basically get something that adds some wow factor to that space that makes people want to stay overnight.
Okay, well, thank you. I just have concerns. $60,000 is a lot of money. I realise we're getting $30,000 from Tasports. My concern is that maybe we haven't discussed it enough as a group before we've got it to this stage, and I'd like to see it worked a little bit more before we splash that cash around.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister? And then I'll come to you.
When you look at the final totals, we're looking at $400,000, another quote is $200,000, another one's nearly $2 million. So I think this was laid on the table. And
no, I'm not prepared to accept that. The motion is to spend $30,000, and that's all at this point. So I think we can make a decision on that tonight. Councillor Murphy.
Just one question, if I can. How often would we be looking for this sound show or light and sound show to occur? Is it just a one-off event or is it on a regular basis? Or
my understanding would be set up as an ongoing thing, yeah.
So every week, one night a week or?
Yeah.
Yeah, through you, Mayor. Look, at the moment, that's open. I guess some of the stuff in the Hill PDA report suggested something that happens each night of an evening, so it could be something that perhaps happens on the hour from of an evening once it becomes dark, or it could be something council decide that just happens, on weekends. It's open to this is the first step about getting a specialist to work with council on what's possible.
Did you have anything else? Any comment, Councillor Murphy, or was it a question?
Just a further one, just for clarification. What would be the impact then, considering that if we're looking at that waterfront precinct, would sit within the flight path of planes?
Well, I guess, again, my view would be that would be something we would need to check.
Yeah, through you, Madam Mayor, any of those sort of things would require all those type of aspects to be fully considered by the various authorities that the airport's one, the rail's probably another, Tasport's obviously another. They've actually committed some funding to this. So all those groups would be part of the process.
Yeah, okay. I just thought I might ask as to why we wouldn't have that information before we commit to spending the funds, that's all.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
I suppose with my small background in doing a lighting show. It can be one night, it can be a week, it can be a couple of nights, depending on what the event, what Mandy Lights comes back to us with. Mandy Lights are a company that we'd worked with at Firelight at Mount Roland. They're fantastic. They're very professional. They do the big Melbourne show. That continues on for about a week. So I suppose we're going to get information from those guys with $30,000 from us, $30,000 from Tasports. They've always wanted to do something. So they're very much on board with doing, I suppose, something for the community in the area. These things are really taking off around Australia, and they're certainly... I'd be very excited to see what we can come up with. They're doing another one at the Gorge that the state government had funded. So that's about to be implemented, so it'll be interesting to see how long that one goes for. And look, we've got Mona, we've got Dark Mofo. There are things that are starting to put Tassie really on the map, and it'd be really nice to see something in the northwest coast. So I think we certainly can shine a light on Devonport because of it and for the region. And I'm sure that we could get, when we're looking into the next step of it, looking at the Cradle Coast Authority getting involved, we can look at regional councils getting involved. So it's not just about Devonport. And with Tasports behind it, I think that's probably one of the best things we could have, is having them as a major stakeholder already. And certainly when we were doing Firelight at Mount Roland, we had to be aware of the planes going overhead. There are always those factors that they take into consideration, the professionals that we deal with. So I've got full confidence in the company that we're looking at working with. So I look forward to seeing what happens if we get it across. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? I'll ask for a show of hands. Those in favour? Councillor Laycock, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Perry, Councillor Rockliffe, Councillor Alexio, Councillor Ennis, Councillor Hollister and Councillor Jarman. Those against? Councillor Milbourne, the motion is carried. Thank you. Item 6.1, workshops and briefing sessions since the last council meeting. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
I'm happy to second that, ma'am.
Councillor Laycock, thank you. Councillor Hollister. Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Yes, it's all there. We've had some great workshops, and of course our budget sessions are in that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is the Mayor's monthly report. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please? Thank you. Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder? Councillor Milbourne. Come to you next time, Councillor Alexio. Councillor Hollister. Councillor Milbourne.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's Report for May 2019. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Laycock?
Second.
Councillor Jarman?
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. We won't fight. Councillor Laycock?
Thank you. As you can see, it's a very comprehensive report for the General Manager, what he's been attending and doing. Could I just ask a question through to the General Manager, Mayor? I see where you met with members of the Devonport Rotary Club to be updated on the progress of the Seawalk, and you're awaiting a formal response from Six Rivers. Has anything come through on that? It's a question that we get asked quite a bit in the community.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the Rotary Club, the Seawalk Committee is waiting on a response from Six Rivers. At the stage when we met with them some 2 weeks ago, they hadn't received that response. They were still waiting, and I haven't heard anything different at this stage.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman?
Nothing further.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1 is the minutes of the Planning Authority Committee meeting of May 6th. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Alexio, thank you. Councillor Perry.
It's all in the report, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Perry. Councillor Alexio.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman, did you have your lights? Thank you. Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2 are the minutes of the Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee meeting held on the 20th of May. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Milbourne. Councillor Jarman.
No, it's all there. We've been busy. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Oh, we'll consider that closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. That brings us to, I need a motion to move into closed session, please.
So moved.
Councillor Laycock, do I have a seconder? Councillor Milbourne? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our meeting closed at 6:21.